A detailed itinerary for Princess Anne's upcoming to visit to BC has now been released, and includes an overnight trip on HMCS Max Bernays, the first new Navy ship on the West Coast in 25 years. The Princess Royal, younger sister of the King, and her husband, Vice Admiral Sir Tim Lawrence, will be at the ship's christening ceremony in North Vancouver on May 3 before taking the vessel back to CFB Esquimalt, where it is berthed after arriving last week. When the ship enters Esquimalt Harbor, the Princess will receive a 21-gun salute from the Black Rock Naval Battery. Her May 3-5 visit is being hosted by the Royal Canadian Navy, which appointed her as Honorary Commodore-in-Chief of Canadian Fleet Pacific in 2015. News of the Princess's scheduled stops, the Victoria Therapeutic Riding Association in Central Saanich and the Maritime Museum of BC, has been filtering out this week. The museum got its start with a donation from her late father, Prince Philip, while her interest in the Riding Association reflects a longtime love of horses and participation as an equestrian in the 1976 Montreal Olympics. Other stops for the Princess will include the Military Family Resource Center in Esquimalt, to meet with staff, board members, military members and their families. God's Acre Veterans Cemetery in Esquimalt, where she will pay respects and lay a wreath. The Fed Urban Agriculture Project, which has its main office on Broughton Street and its Fed Urban Farm on Harbour Road. The Legislature, to attend commemorative services for the Battle of the Atlantic and lay a wreath. The Royal Victoria Yacht Club, where she will present prizes at the club's Spring Dinghies Regatta. Meetings with Lieutenant Gov. Janet Austin and community leaders from around the province. Austin and the Princess will be meeting for the first time. Exact dates and times are not yet available. Princess Anne was in Canada twice last year within a one-month period, first in May in New Brunswick for the 175th anniversary of the 8th Canadian Hussars, Princess Louise's, military regiment and then in June to attend the Duke of Edinburgh's Commonwealth Study Conference in Banff. Damien Kowalowicz, a Saanich police inspector and member of View Royal Council, was at the Banff event as a delegate and led a group discussion involving the Princess and delegates from a wide range of Commonwealth nations. Princess Anne was engaging and down to earth, he said. When she found out I was from Victoria, she commented on how beautiful our city was. Throughout my interactions with her, I found her to be someone who values inclusivity and welcomes diverse perspectives. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com